This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais, Daf Vav Amud Beis. We had a challenge keeping up over the last couple of weeks with the Yomim Tovim. So about Bez Hashem, after today we'll be on track. The Gemara just brought Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to have Bia Rishon, the first act of relations, Friday night. There were various versions, but in the Academy of Rav, they maintained that Rav held it was permitted, and Shmuel held it was Aser. Why it would be prohibited, there could be a number of possibilities. If the blood is in a pack, in a mifkat pakat, in sort of a pouch, then the Iser may be making a Pesach, making a doorway binyan. If the blood is chabur and mechaber, attached to the main bloodstream, the tissue, then it could be chabura. Rav held it was mutter. Is it because Rav holds davar she'eino meskavein is mutter? Maybe. Is it because Rav holds that it's mekalkel for the Pesach? Maybe. But Rav held it was mutter. Shmuel, we're working with the assumption Shmuel holds it's usser, and we're going to begin from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom on Vav Amud Aleph. Masiv Rab Chizda challenged the opinion of Shmuel. Tinoikes shalahigiyas manalores, a young girl, and her time to menstruate has not started yet. She did not begin to see blood from her cycle. Benisay, since she got married, so for how long will we assume whatever blood she sees is from dam besulim, the rupturing of her hymen? Beishami says the first 4 nights will hinge it on dam besulim. Beisol says this. So long as you could say that it's the wound from breaking the basulim has been ruptured, we will continue to attribute it to dam basulim. He gives manalurus once she reaches the age to see, even though she didn't start seeing yet. So Beishama Yomim Noisin La Laila Harishin. Beishama says we're only going to give her the first night. Beisul says Ad Matzoi Shabbos. We give her till Saturday night. Besula Nisis Liyam Ravi, we'll give her till Saturday night. Arba Leilois, 4 nights. So that presumably means that if for whatever reason he didn't get around to doing a full Bia on the first night, Wednesday night, he could do it on Thursday night. He could do it on Friday night. My love to Eloi Baal, Matzi Baal, is that not? That if he did not do Bia the first night, he could do Bia Friday night? Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, it's a kasha on Shmuel. So we see your ladder do bia, even though it might draw blood. Says Gemara, no, amarava loy labarmi Shabbos. It means except for Shabbos. What does it mean, except for Shabbos? That means you can't have bia rishayna on Shabbos. But you could continue, in other words, if he did not have Bia Rishana the first time, he could have it Thursday night, he could have it at Motzoi Shabbos, and we'll continue to attribute it to Dam Basulim, but you can't actually have Bia Rishana on Friday night. Now, Abaye asked on Rava, what do you mean? But it says, until Motzoi Shabbos, 4 nights, which means you could have Bia Rishana any of the 4 nights. Amar Le Abaye, v'ha ad Motzoi Shabbos, Arba Leilos Ketani, it says until Saturday night, 4 nights. So that implies that you could have Bia Rishayna even on Friday night. Ella Amar Rava, Rava said, you know when you can have Bia Rishayna Friday night? When? Kishaba, when you already did Bia a previous night. And if you already did Bia a previous night and you had full penetration, so then you're not going to be causing any blood to come out on Friday night. Yeah, you're right. You got me. If it says 4 nights till Saturday night, one of the nights is Friday night. But it's only permitted to have Bia Rishana Friday night if you already had Bia a previous night and you ruptured whatever there is to rupture. So Gemara says, well, if you did that, then what's the novel, what's the chiddush that you could have Bia Friday night? There's no concern that you're going to be drawing bloody. Kishaba, my kamashmal, if you already had Bia, what is the chiddush? Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is the Shari Lamibael, that you're allowed to be a B'Shabbos Kiddush Shmuel, like the opinion of Shmuel. Meaning, even though you already had full penetration, nevertheless, there might be some areas that were not fully opened up. In other words, let's say you have an opening in a fence. It's open. And now you want to walk through that fence with all your stuff. So even though it's open, but you might bang into the edge and open it a little bit more. So that's sort of a davar sheino miskaven. You're not necessarily going to be widening it. So in the opinion of Shmuel, Shmuel says, Pirtza d'chuka, a narrow breach, mutter likanis b'Shabbos, you're allowed to enter on Shabbos. Even though you might remove some pebbles on the sides and expand it further, but nevertheless, that's not inevitable. That is not that we're not concerned for that. So here too, also the fact that you might remove a little tissue on the sides by penetrating further on Shabbos, we're not concerned for that. But the bottom line is that you are the Braisa that says you're allowed to have Bia Rishana Friday night. Is not a question on Shmuel, who says you're not allowed to, because it's talking about where you already had full penetration before, and the Chiddushes were not concerned for further further cause of bleeding. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. And the Gemara is going to ask on the opinion of Shmuel, that again, Shmuel, we're assuming, holds, you cannot have the very first Bia Friday night. Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked, Chasan Pater Mikriya Shema Laila Harishain Ad Matzai Shabbos. A groom is Pater from Shema, his first night of marriage, until Matzai Shabbos, Im Layasa Masa, if he did not complete the act of Bia yet. Now, what exactly is exempting the Chasan from saying Shema? I mean, the Chasan is a Jew. He's obligated in the 613 mitzvahs. Why is he exempt from saying Shema? So there's a rule, Oisek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. He's engaged in doing the mitzvah, he's pater from a mitzvah. But the question is, what mitzvah is he engaged in? What mitzvah is he busy in? He's busy in the mitzvah, puravu, but he's not having relation the whole night. So he's preoccupied with something. What's he preoccupied with? My love, the tarid, the boy, is it not that he's preoccupied? He wants to have bia. And it's saying that he's exempt the first four nights, which implies he could have relations even Friday night. And that's a question on Shmuel, who says, you're not allowed to have bia rishayna on Friday night. Amar le Abai, Abai said, no, loy de tarid, Deloibal, he's preoccupied, he's distressed that he was not successful in penetrating properly in the earlier nights, and he's distressed that he can't do it Friday night, exactly like the opinion of Shmuel. That's what he's distressed about. He's distressed that he can't, he's upset. Says Gemara, being distressed is a ptur. Somebody who's distressed is pater from a mitzvah. Amar Rava, umishum tirda pater. Because he's distressed, he's pater. And let's say somebody got a report that his boat and all his possessions are sinking in the sea. So he's also distressed from, he's distressed, so he's pater from mitzvahs. Elamayata tavas vinasa bayam. If his boat is drowning in the sea, hachenami the pater, would he also be pater? Because he's distressed. Meaning Abayi says the ptur is, I'm sorry, the Gemara assumed the Ptur is that he wants to do Bia. His plan to do Bia is the Ptur. Abayi says the Ptur is distress. So Rava says, that's ridiculous. Being distressed is a Ptur, so if he got a report that he's losing money, he's distressed. So if you say, if you Abayi would say, v'chitei mahachanam, if you're going to say, yeah, in my opinion, distress is an exemption. So Rava says back, I'll prove to you distress is not an exemption. Va'amar Rabbi Abba Barzav da Amar Rav. Avel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs ha-mors b'tayra. A mourner is obligated in all the mitzvahs. Chutz minat tefillin, besides tefillin, shenamar b'hen pe'eret, says about tefillin, They are a glory. And an avel is sort of wallowing in the dust of his head, so he can't put the tefillin there. But an avel, now, an avel definitely has a lot of anxiety and worry and distress because of the loss of his close one, and he's chayiv in mitzvahs. So clearly, Rava says, from here we see that distress does not pater you from mitzvahs. Now, what would Abayi say back? Rashi says, Abayi would say back very simply that distress does exempt you if it's caused by a mitzvah. If the reason you're distressed is you wish you could do a mitzvah and you can't, that exempts you. But an avel, the fact that an avel has worry, but he's not worried because of a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah for an avel to be distressed. And even the fact that he can't eat meat and drink wine, it's not a mitzvah. It's only to honor the deceased, but it's not a mitzvah to be distressed. But Rava clearly holds that, in fact, distress is not a ptur, and the only thing patering the chasan is the fact that he's allowed to do Bia Rishayna on Friday night. And what Rava is going to say is that it's a machloikis tanoim in order to defend Shmuel, who says that you're not allowed to have Bia Rishayna on Friday night, in order to defend him from this braisa that says you are allowed to. Rava's going to say it's a machloikis tanoim. Ela amar Rava tanoi, it's a machloikis tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a braisa. The Tana Chada, we learned in one place. Imloy asa ma'asa b'rishayna, if you didn't do Bia Wednesday night, Pater af b'sheni, you're exempt from Shema the second night. B'sheni pater af b'shlishi. That indicates that you are allowed to have Bia Rishayna Friday night. But Tan Yidach, we learned in another Braisa, Rishayn v'sheni pater. The first and the second night, you're pater. Shlishi chayiv, you'd be chayiv to say Shema Friday night because you're not allowed to have Bia Friday night. So it's not a kasha on Shmuel. The fact that you have a Tanaitic source that you're not allowed to have Bia Friday night is not a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel would say that Tanaitic source holds like the opinion it's also to have Bia Friday night. And I personally, that Tanaitic source, in other words, Shmuel would say, I personally hold you're not allowed to have Bia Friday night. And whatever Tanaitic source you find that holds you're allowed to have Bia Friday night, they go like the other Tana. Okay. And Abaye would say, no, they're not arguing whether you're allowed to have Bia Rishayna Friday night. They're arguing, the Tanam are arguing whether being preoccupied and distressed that you can't be Mekayim a mitzvah, whether that's an exemption. But Abaye would say, Hasamnami there too, Betirda Pligi, they argue about whether being preoccupied is going to exempt you. Vahani Tanoi Kihani Tanoi. Those Tanoim who argue whether you're Pater from Shema on Friday night, they argue, they go like these Tanoim. Now what does that mean, Vahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi? So the Gemara says, the Tanya HaKoyne says, Absula, one who marries a Absula, Lo Yivo B'tchila B'Shabbos. You're now to have Bia Rishayna for the first time on Friday night. And the Chachamim say it's permitted. Now, this seems to be going like Rava, that they argue about whether you are allowed to have Bia Rishayna Friday night. Man Chachamim, Amar Rabba, Reb Shimon hi, it's Reb Shimon, to Amar Davashin Meskavein Motor. So the Chachamim that say you're allowed to have Bia Rishayna Friday night, that's Reb Shimon who says that Davashin Meskavein is Motor. Now, this seems to say Beferush, that there's a machloikis tanam whether Bia Rishayna is mutter Friday night. Not like Abaye. Abaye seems to say that everyone holds that it's usur, and the question is whether the fact that you're not allowed to do it is going to exempt you. But the Gemara says it's the Chachamim mater. Who are the Chachamim? It's Reb Shimon who says Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter. So now Abaye asks, really? The reason why you're allowed to be Rishon on Friday night is because Davar Sheina Maskavein? But isn't it inevitable that you're going to be drawing blood? Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, doesn't Reb Shimon concede that if the repercussion is inevitable, in other words, if you cut off the head of the chicken, isn't it definitely going to die? Reb Shimon only permits Davar Sheina Maskavein if the result is not inevitable, but if it's inevitable, he would agree that it's prohibited. So how could you say you're allowed to have Bia Rishon on Friday night based on the opinion of Reb Shimon that Davar Sheina Maskavein is mutter? But even Reb Shimon would agree that you're not allowed to have Bia Rishon on Friday night because you're definitely going to be drawing blood. Says the Gemara, no. Having Bia Rishayna does not definitely draw blood. Amar Lei, Rava said to Abaye, Loi kahalalu bavliyim she'en bekiyim bahataya. Not like those Babylonians who they don't know how to do relations on an angle. There is a way to have relations if it's done on an angle that it will not definitely draw blood. And therefore, it's not a psik resha, it's a davar sheina maskavein. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, imkein toired lama. What is the preoccupation? Why are they putter from kriyashma? If they know how to, if they're proficient, so then why are they? What are they preoccupied in? They're expert. Why are they preoccupied? Rava said l'she'ein baki. For those who are not proficient, they're preoccupied. So Abai said, well, yoimru baki mutar she'ein baki asur. So say that someone who is proficient could have bira Friday night, and someone who's not is asur. Why do you allow everybody to have bira Rishon on Friday night? So Rava said, roiv bikini. Most people, they know how to do it. Amar le Rava bar Rav Chanan la Abaye. Rava bar Rav Chanan said to Abaye. Now, let me just correct something. Who's talking here? Is it Rava or Rabba? What would you say? Who argues with Abaye here? It's Rava, right? It's Rava. So the Gemara says, Amarle Rava Barav Chanan La'abaye. Rava Barav Chanan said Abaye. If people know how to do Hataya, Elamayata Shoshvinan Lama, why do you need chaperones? If some people, Rashi says, some people know how to have beer without dam, so we're going to learn later on that they would put two accompaniers, one for him, one for her, to service them, to check after, so that there's no foul play, that he's going to claim she's not a basula and get rid of whatever evidence there is that she's a basula. The question is, of what benefit would this be? If he wants to start up with her, he'll do bia bahataya, say he ruptured her basulim, and it turns out he never did because he did hataya. So of what benefit is it? In other words, until now we thought, bia rishayna produces blood, and we're afraid he's going to produce the blood and then get rid of the evidence, so we have people standing there to make sure it doesn't get rid of the evidence. But now that there's a possibility that he could have bia and not produce any blood, so now he could really mess her over. He could have Bia Rishayna, do it on an angle, not produce any blood, and say, oh, you see, she's not a basula. Mapalama, what good is a cloth? Says Gemara, no, there's still a benefit. Amarle Hasam Shema Yira V'yavad. It's a benefit if he doesn't tilt, and he does produce blood, and he causes and he throws in the garbage and says, "I didn't find besulim." But Eina Chenami, if he does do hataya, it's of no benefit. So it's very the simple Gemara is very hard to understand. If most people know how to do hataya, so the Shoshvinon and the Mappas only for limited cases. I guess most people know how to. It doesn't mean most people will do it.
Or maybe it means most people can do it most of the time, but they may not get it right.
Right, that's also possible. In other words, most people know how to do it, and most people try to do it, but it doesn't mean that in Lamaisa they'll get it right. They'll get it right. Okay, so the next page we're going to discuss further the Davar Sheinu Misgaven and Psik Reisha. But for now, we're going to hold it over here. Okay, Rabbi Aaron, thank you very much for joining. I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.